This is KUT. A couple of years ago, Texas started experiencing a startling increase in the rate of pregnant women who died. That's according to a study published in a national medical journal this month. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, even the researchers who study this data don't really know why this happened.
According to a study recently published in Obstetrics and Gynecology, in 2011 and 2012, the rate of pregnant women who died in Texas doubled.
I think it's very unusual. I didn't really see this in other states.
That's Dr. Marion McDorman with the Maryland Population Research Center at the University of Maryland. She's one of the authors of this study. She says she couldn't really attribute any one thing to what she found in state data. But in the study, researchers noted that women's health care services had changed in the state around that time. In 2011, the state legislature slashed the state's women's health program budget by two-thirds and kicked out providers that also provide abortions. But researchers wrote, still, in the absence of war, natural disaster, or severe economic upheaval, the doubling of a mortality rate within a two-year period in a state with almost 400,000 annual births seems unlikely. McDorman says this is something that public health officials in the state should worry about.
It's a great concern. I mean, you know, maternal deaths are deaths of young women, you know, that have families. They probably have other children. They have husbands, you know. The ripple effect is huge for these deaths. It's not like deaths of, you know, old people at the end of their life. These are young women who are in the middle of their life, and it's very tragic.
McDorman says she's already working on yet another study. This time it's trying to figure out what happened in Texas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.